listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
The Purple Project Podcast is on the air. Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Triple P Podcast. We're all about Kansas State athletics here on this podcast on this final full week in July, July 26, 2021. And this is going to be football / baseball edition of the daily edition of the podcast here. Real quick, yesterday I overheard this and I saw it on the calendar and probably forgot to mention this a while back. Probably should have said it something last week, but did not get around to it. So my apologies about that. But obviously, K-State at the K, they do this. They've done this like every year since I've been up here in Manhattan, Kansas. But not, the Royals don't play in Manhattan. They play in Kansas City. The Kansas City Royals were in action over the weekend. And they continue, well, they end up, I believe, sweeping. Obviously, my team, as you heard on the weekly editions of the podcast, mentioned the Braves. I'm from the South. I'm from Georgia, so I have connections. Well, not media connections, but I have deep connections with the Atlanta Braves since I was a young little boy. So, since I've been up here, yes, I've kept tabs on the Royals, but I've been, just in and out with them and seeing how they're doing and all that other stuff other than the World Series titles that they scored a few years ago, monumentous for that city over there. So, you know, K-State at the K. Yesterday was K-State Day, Wildcat Day over there. And, of course, the two names that I have mentioned on the dailies last week. If you have not checked that out, please go and subscribe to the Pro Project Podcast and do that. Obviously, Skylar Thompson and Deuce Vaughn. Skylar Thompson, Deuce Vaughn were on the Maxwell watch list. And Deuce Vaughn was on both the Maxwell and Dope Walker watch list from last week as well. So they're going to be on those lists apparently. So Skylar Thompson, obviously the spotlight's going to be on him. Let's see if he can lead this offense. Now, the Royals did win the game 6-1. As I click on my other tab here, yeah, they won 6-1. They moved to 42-55. At least, you know, somebody told me they're on, a 4 or 5-game winning streak, and they continue that yesterday. I don't know who they played today. I can probably look here real quick here. Yeah, so they ended up swept the Tigers in their 3-game set. They won 5-3 on Friday night, and then Saturday won 9-8, and then clean house against the Tigers yesterday. Like I said, 6-1 they're playing. They're going to be playing that postponed game. Let's see. September 20th. I'm looking up here against the Indians. So their next game is going to be against they're going to bring on the Chicago White Sox folks tonight into the K. So they're going to have their hands full with them. Obviously, Chicago 59-40. Of the year, and both teams are in the AL Century. So I also appreciate this little daily here on the Pro Project Podcast today. But just wanted to point out those two, obviously, the 1-2 punch of the Big 12 K-State offense, obviously, with the big news around the world, around the college football landscape, really for the NCAA. You can take it as far as that with Texas and OU when, or with the big rumors that they're going to leave the conference, and it's looking like it's going towards that direction. A whole lot more on the Purple Project Podcast coming up this week. We did not get around to it. Had to move recordings to Wednesday. So we're going to get that recorded on Wednesday during the Olympics. And I'm trying to find a track schedule for that. It should be okay to do that. So we're going to knock that out on Wednesday, and it should be in your feed by the end of the week. So definitely looking forward for your K-State listeners out there and the other listeners to do that as well. So, but yeah, that's been the big news around here, around the Big 12 Conference, Texas and Oklahoma. I mean, some people have mentioned that in fooling around But now with that, Texas, Oklahoma, for those of you wondering, are going to the SEC. Now the SEC, not that don't even more teams over there, but that's going to align a 16 team conference that includes the two previous Big 12 foes, Missouri and A&M. A&M, from what I'm hearing, are pretty pissed off about that. But hey, I mean, we'll just gotta see about that. But yeah, all arrows pointing that direction for sure, and it's heading quickly, full steam, with Oklahoma, Texas going that direction. Yeah, it's going to be something else. And the Big 12, Bob Boesby, looked like he was, from what I was reading and hearing, looked like he was blindsided. But even with that, he's still positive about the whole Big 12's outcome and all that. K-State names been popped up on the list recently here, leading the TV revenues. If this falls through, which is all pointing that direction anyway, so a lot to talk about, a lot more deeper conversation. I'm sure Alex has his thoughts on that. We'll get that, and of course, look ahead to the Kansas State defense here on the next edition of the podcast. So that's been what's been going on. I mean, that headline has been dominated to the Big 12. So yeah, that's a huge loss. Obviously, Texas with their own little network and all that other stuff, and then their little buddy Oklahoma bringing them into the mix. And obviously, when you look at the last several years, really since I've been up here in the state of Kansas, other than the senior season where we won the conference, yeah, it's been the whole. I can go on a whole spiel. It's been really. Texas, they underperformed. And with all that talent they got down there, they've underperformed down there. I would probably put Baylor over Texas in that category right there. But, you know, K-State, obviously, everybody's affected in this deal. So we'll stay tuned to the Purple Project Podcast for more on this situation, as we will have a lot more coming up this week here on the Triple P Podcast. I'm going to leave it there for now. That was all that was on my list on today's daily edition of the podcast. K-State Day was yesterday, and Skylar Thompson, Deuce Vaughn, like they've done all of last week, headlines here in Manhattan, Kansas, / Kansas City, Kansas folk, or Kansas City, Missouri, where the Kansas City Royals play at. Eddie Greer III, that's a wrap for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats, and we'll talk to you on the next edition of Triple P.